Today is Sunday, April 1st, 2018. My name is Madison Rose, and I am interviewing Crystal Rogers at her home for my first-year seminar class at Marshall University. Our FYS class has been focusing on the themes of critical thinking, the power and value of asking well-crafted questions, storytelling, and the stories we tell in response to those well-crafted questions. Frank Sesno's book, Ask More, has served as inspiration for this interview. This interview will be focused on the theme of legacy. Thank Crystal Rogers. Thank you for agreeing to be interviewed.
You're welcome.
Okay, my first question. What is your favorite memory of me?
One of my favorite memories of you is when you wanted nothing but food donations for the homeless shelter for your birthday. That was such a selfless act, and that was very typical of you. You've always had such a big heart.
How has your life been different than what you'd imagined?
I imagined having a perfect fairy tale life, a perfect job with a perfect family that always got along. That's not reality, but I wouldn't change my life if I could. I would do it all over again to be where I am right now. I am thankful for everything.
Do you have any regrets?
I used to dwell on the past, things I could have done different to be a better person or in a better position, lessons I had to learn on my own that made things tough at times. But now that I'm older, I realize those lessons made me who I am. They made me a better mom, a better wife, a better person. They taught me that nothing comes easy, but if you're dedicated enough, the sky's the limit. So no, I can't say I have any regrets.
Okay, my next question is, how would you like to be remembered?
How would I like to be remembered? Probably as a good mom. Since the day I found out I was going to be a mother, I knew I wanted to be the best one I was capable of. I know I've messed up along the way, and things haven't always gone as planned, but I've given my kids the best life I've known how to. When it's my time to go, if my kids love me and can say I gave them a good life, then I really can't ask for more than that. That's how I want to be remembered.
And what is your earliest memory?
Oh, gosh. I have a lot of hit or miss memories from my childhood that really don't have much meaning. I know I had a dog that I loved. Her name was Duchess, and she was a poodle mix. And I was probably about 3 years old, and we had to move into an apartment where we weren't allowed to have pets. And my parents let me keep her. And one day our landlord came in for an inspection, and they had me hide under the kitchen table and hold my dog. And I can remember how much my heart raced that day, that I was afraid we were going to get caught, but we didn't, so I got to keep her.
And then, is there anything you've never told me that you would like to tell me now?
You know all my secrets.
All right. What are your hopes for what the future holds for me?
I hope that all your dreams come true and bring you amazing opportunities that you never imagined. I hope any lessons you have to learn are few and far between. I hope that you never change who you are for anyone else and always stay true to yourself. I hope that you will be just as amazing as me someday. I'm kidding.
What advice would you give me about raising my own kids?
Oh, that's a big one. It's okay to have a messy house. Everything isn't a big deal, and babies are pretty tough. It's okay to take time for yourself sometimes. I know I personally still struggle with that, but it's really okay. You'll mess up sometimes, and that's okay too. They will still love you. They will mess up sometimes too. Just be there and show up for them. Even if your little ball player is only there to keep that bench warm, those little eyes will still search for you in the crowd. Cherish the terrible twos and threes. Those will be some of the best times of your life. Just love them, give them space when they need it, and be there for them when they need you.
All right. And what were the hardest moments you had when I was growing up?
Well, there weren't many. The hardest moment of all was you moving out. I thought it was your teenage years. But there's nothing that could prepare me for walking into your room and you not being there anymore. The teenage years were rough. I want to elaborate much. It was just a big adjustment with you wanting to become independent overnight and thinking things should go your way, not mine. That didn't work out so well. But thankfully, that was just temporary, and you're nice again.
All right. Our first year seminar class is focused on critical thinking. What is an example of critical thinking in your line of work or in your life? Be specific.
Well, in my line of work, when I'm remodeling a house, sometimes I'll design it and have it planned out one way, and then when I go at the end of the day or the end of the week to check on my contractors and see how things are looking with the house, I'll realize that they've done something a little bit different than how I had it planned, so I have to think on the spot real fast and figure out how to make it work or do something different.
All right, and my final question is, what would you like to add that I haven't asked?
What would I like to add? I don't guess anything.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.